What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. What up?
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Well, you know, it's a Thursday. It is Thursday. Dude, I've been like a day off all week. I've wanted to think that today was Friday. Yesterday was Thursday. I've been like right. A day ahead in my mind all week, so.
Trying to get the 75 hard over or something.
Bruh. Oh, so close, but so far. How's your week?
It was good. It's been busy. Work's yeah. been slammed.
Yeah. Like,
So mentally draining. I like the fact that I can get off of work and go straight to the gym and just work out my frustrations.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that.
Works just...
For y'all that are watching, look at Aaron. He's naked.
I am. I have shorts. For full disclosure, I got shorts on, so...
That's what he says.
I'm just shirtless.
That's what he says. Just kidding.
I got both AC units on. I got the doors open. I got the fan blowing. Trying to stay
Do you feel cool. like it's warmer in your apartment there because you're in the light?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't think about that.
I got two air conditioners that pretty much stay on all the time. And I'm at their set to a certain temperature. Like right yeah. now, I got them jacked. You know, set to 70. I probably should change it to 68 to cool it down a little bit more.
Yeah. I think that's what we keep ours at, is 68. Yeah. It's off during the day, though, when we're not here. And then we have it set to kick on like an hour before we all get home. And then we can differentiate between the bottom floor and the top floor.
Gotcha. Yeah, Jason, I mean, I could do that with mine too, but I just set them to 75 most of the time. And then like they'll kick on if it gets above 70.
Mm-hmm. Just keep it comfortable. Yeah. Yeah.
And at nighttime, you know, it's kind of been getting warm.
Listen, I'm going to need you to keep your complaints about the warmth to a minimum. Okay. Some of us are living our best life right now, all right?
Yeah. I know. You love the heat.
Hell yes. I'm in all black today, too, and I'm loving every second of it. Look at my tan line from my Apple Watch.
You got that bronze action going on.
Listen, that's factory direct, okay? Factory direct. Made in the baby factory that way. My son, though, dude, because he works outside, him and Jason, with them working outside, both of them are super dark. My son, I saw this past Friday at the softball games, and I was like, damn, boy, like, sunscreen ain't going to kill you. But then I remember him and Jaden are both allergic to sunscreen, so they just have to get dark. So,
yeah, I usually get pretty dark. You know, I get pretty dark during the summer for a white boy.
Yeah.
I turn into a shady Mexican or something during the summer.
I'm dead. Yeah. No. No, my week's been good. Finally, you know, getting comfortable in my position at my new job and find myself getting a little bored. But listen, I am working through that. It is definitely a change, and not being on fire all the time is probably good for me. So. Just, you know, when I clock out, it's done, and that's weird, but good. So, yeah, it's been a...
There's something to be said about that work-life balance that we've talked about quite a bit.
It's so wild, though, because I don't know, like, I didn't realize how bad... I knew it was bad, don't get me wrong, but I don't think I realized how bad it was until I got in this position, and... Like now clocking off at 5 o'clock and don't touch it again until the next day when I clock back in. It's like, I feel like almost like 75 hard. Like I should be doing something right now, but I'm not doing anything. So I'm constantly, now it's that anxiety that I'm trying to work through. So it's just a different, you know, but it's cool though. We're going to the Rainiers game, the office, our whole office staff. We're going to the Rainiers game on the 20th.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. And I'm excited because I will be done with 75 hard. So I don't have to like try and eat the hot dog out of a regular hot dog only.
Right.
So
yeah, that's crazy. Like I actually, it's hard for me to like look at one picture and then look at another picture and then like see the difference. And I was showing my significant other, I was like,
yeah,
I was looking at the pictures and I was like, dude, my body's changed a lot. And I couldn't see it until I like looked at it. And they were like, do a side by side picture.
Yeah.
So I whipped one out real quick and I was just like,
yeah, I can't see it when I look at the individual picture.
Yeah.
Like it's hard for me to see it then. But then like when I do the side by side, I'm like, whoa. And on the last day, I'm going to take my picture in the same thing that I had on the first day. That way I can do the side by side. And I know it's going to be like strikingly different, but we did it. It's wild.
Like 9 days to go.
I know.
Well, for me, I've already completed today. So that's I say 9, but Tabitha's still got some work.
Got some stuff to do today, but that's okay. Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's so wild the transformations that have taken place. And not only us, but like everybody and that did it with us. And like, I don't know. It's hard to put into words, I think, unless you've actually done it and completed it. The feeling that you get from it, but it's wild. Like, in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought that I would have completed something like that.
This is so crazy. Like, you know, I weighed myself at the doctor today and I'm like, I think it was like 336 or 346. I don't remember exactly. I was down to 308, you know, when I lost like 101 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I can see my abs now. That's how crazy this is. Yeah. I'm like, I actually have abs. You can like see the ripples like when I flex, mm-hmm. like not right in the center, but you can see them kind of on the side. I'm like,
it makes you want to keep going though, right? Like it makes you want to keep. Yeah.
Like I get so much from working out. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
can you even believe that's a thing that we say now? Oh yeah. Right. I need to go work out. Like something's not right.
Right.
Even with that. Yeah. No, I get it. It makes you want to keep going and it makes you want to focus on like sculpting. Or at least for me, it does. Like if I start to see a result in a specific spot, I'm like, oh, wait, I better go super hard right there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of me too, as I was kind of analyzing what I was going to do after 75 hard. And obviously I was going to keep working out. I eat so much meat on the carnivore and I'm still losing body fat.
Yeah.
But I think I want to switch to like, cause I probably think that I eat a lot of calories cause I eat a crap ton of meat. I mean, I only eat like twice a day usually, but it's pretty big portions. So I'm sure it's like, I'm not counting the calories, so I have no idea. Right. But if I go into that cutting phase after 75 hard, you'd really see.
Yeah.
Like if I counted the calories and went into a deficit and continued to do what I'm doing, you'd really see the results.
Yeah. I agree. 100%. You start cutting body fat and yeah, It really will. You will cut up and, you know what I mean, define yourself for sure. I think for me, on the other hand, I've been in a deficit this entire time, and I don't think I'm eating enough is my... So I think I will switch over to eating clean, but I need to eat. And it's not eating enough because I didn't want to, but because it's so much protein, I'm full all the time. And it's, if I'm being 100% honest, if I had to eat one more piece of meat during the day, like there's some days where I'm living off of beef jerky because that's the only thing I can handle. Like, so like today I had for lunch, I had some leftover pork chops that we made last night, and I ate like one, and just the pork chop, not the bone and everything, just the boneless chops. I ate one and it was probably about that big. And I went to eat the second one and I was like, yeah, I can't do it. Like, so that's all I've had today, but I'm not hungry. Like I don't feel like I'm hungry. It's just, I'm used to eating that way now. So it's going to be a change for sure. And I kind of am scared about it. Like I do have some anxiety around it because I don't want to go backwards. And I know the food would be the easiest place for me to do it. So I'm just gonna proceed with caution is what I'm gonna do. So plus I have a birthday party this Sunday for Jade. The 15th, we're doing Jaden's birthday party because their birthday are, JJ's is the 10th, Jaden's is the 11th. And like June, the first couple weeks of June is just bananas for us. So Jaden's last day of school, Jaden's got 2 graduations he's got to perform at. Like it's just bananas. So I'll have my little beef jerky in my purse that I take with me everywhere. And I'm sure that's what I'll live off of. But Jaden was funny. Jaden was like, I'll have my party on the 15th. We're going to Topgolf. I'll do my party on the 15th, Mom, so you and Dad can eat. I was like, good looking out, Jaden. Good looking out.
Right.
So, yeah, I do have some anxiety around it, if I'm being 100% honest about the food part. Everything else, I'm solid. Like, I don't even question that. But it's the food. And it's just because I want to go back to eating clean and incorporating carbs and vegetables and everything. But I want to make sure I'm doing it in a way that's not gonna have me go backwards. And I don't want to get in that mentality of I'm working out twice a day. Like, I can eat whatever I want to because I've done that before. So I just want to make sure I don't do that and set myself up for failure right off the jump. So
I meant the biggest thing is we have the tools now.
Yeah.
To maintain it, you know, we have to, you know, dial in what works for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't mean because 75 hard is over that we can just.
Dude, we've come too far for that. Like, yeah. My God.
To go ham on the eating, because, you know, that's a thing, you know, I worry about too, because that's always been my go-to is like food is a comfortability, you know, getting lazy and not meal prepping or, you know, oh, I'm too tired to do this, but it's like, I bet we've come this far. Like, why change?
Yeah. No, for real. For real. And, you know, the people that are doing it now that, you know, like a couple of my friends or, well, my one friend, she started, I think today's like day maybe 4 or 5 for her. Like, you know, I want to support them and cheer them on the way that they did me the entire time. Yeah. And, you know, show them too that it's worth it in the long run, you know. I mean, obviously it's up to them to keep up with their progress afterwards, but... You know, it's possible. Like, that's what I want to be able to, you know, show people is, yeah, it's possible. So, yeah. It's wild to think that we're almost done.
Right.
It's somebody at work today asked me about it. How's it going? I was like, I think I have 10 days left is what I said. And she was like, dude, I can't. I was like, it sounds hard. I was like, and don't get me wrong. Like, the beginning is hard. But now, like, I'm smooth sailing. Like, you could, listen, I would have to be dead I would have to be dead. Like, there's no way I could go back to day one.
Yeah, that would suck. So I talked to Nick Crockett the other day, and he did a post on Facebook about meal prep ideas. I threw out there, I said, go carnivore. It's the way to go. So we talked yesterday, and he's starting carnivore today. And he says he wants to jump on 75 hard with us in October.
I'll believe it when I see it. I still haven't got a damn response for the other message yet. So,
I know, you know, right?
I'll believe it when I see it. That's how I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
But I think it is a good, and here's the misconception around it, I think, at least in my opinion, that you have to do like some crazy workout twice a day. I don't think people understand. I think people overthink it, or at least I did when I first heard about 75 hard, like way back. I overthought it and thought that you had to be doing like some crazy, you know, twice a day in the gym. I didn't realize one was outdoor, one was indoor, yeah. Or they could both be outdoor. So if you're not super active in the gym, or if the gym intimidates you, or whatever the case may be, you know, you could walk twice a day and that still would work. Like, I think that this is a good jump off point for people that are interested in going on a health journey, because this lays the foundation right from the jump. Like, 100%. Changes your mindset, lays the foundation of the discipline, and you're off and freaking running before you even realize it. So I think it's cool. If he jumps on board with us, listen, I'm here for it. I know, I was telling Jason about it the other day, and he was like, why can we not just start over again now? He's like, I don't want to do the winter time. And I was like, yeah, that's the point. Like,
that's the real mental toughness right there.
And I think about it, like this past winter, we walked every Saturday. We didn't miss any Saturdays, I don't think. Like, we didn't have to call anything for ice or snow or anything like that.
Not this year.
Yeah, we walked every Saturday this past winter. When it was like 19 degrees, even my punk ass was out there against my will, but I was out there.
To be honest, that's like once a week.
This will be every day. Mm-hmm.
So
this will be every day.
I mean, I think we're going to have... I don't know. I know we're going to have a crazy summer. I still haven't put a spot on how the winter's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think it's a good time frame, though, because you and I are both going to be busy all summer long. You know, it will be hard to... It wouldn't be. Like, if we decided, let's do it again, we could do it. Like, let's call it what it is. We got it like that now. But I think it will be good for us to, you know... Because we took a break from the podcast. There were weeks, Aaron, that only you and I only talked on Saturdays. Like, and not for anything other than we literally were just focused on trying to get our shit done every day.
Right. I mean, there, let's be real. There's probably a couple weeks there where it was just like, I need to focus strictly on me and not worry about anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, to push through this because it's a mental grind.
Yeah. There were days where you and I were like spicy and like, don't fucking talk to me today. I love you. You're my bestie. You know that. But I'm fucking spicy today. Like, just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. Go back a couple episodes. You'll see my spicy episode.
Shit.
But I was on a fucking rant.
But the thing of it is like, that's what you have to do to get your stuff done, to make sure you're getting, you know, and that's a good lesson in life too. Like, put the fucking phone down, stop getting caught up in the scroll monster and get your shit done.
Yeah.
You know, so 100%. I remember literally making a post about, listen, I'm not being antisocial. I got shit to do. Like, if you're messaging me and I'm not responding right away, understand it's nothing personal. this has everything to do with me being successful right now. So, you know, it just is what it is.
So what book are you reading right now?
Right now I'm finishing Let Them. I finished Think and Grow Rich and now I'm finishing Let Them. And I'm telling you, that book, and I love Mel Robbins because of the way that she's very straightforward and blunt. Yeah. So I love the way that she just comes out and says it. Like that whole theory behind that, that was something that I probably should have learned years ago, you right. know, and, it's let them, that people are going to react or say or do whatever they're going to do. Let them. Let me fill in the blank, you know? So it's such a good book. And the way she breaks it down in there is just, it's not only just her talking about it, but like applying it in real life situations. And she's a mom, you know, with older kids. And I super identify with that. So I just love that book. It's really, really good. Really good.
I'll have to borrow that next.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'm a quarter of the way into Brendan Burchard's.
Yeah. How's that one going?
It's good.
Is it? Good.
Something I read today was talking about how every day we have different situations. And if we took a minute, so like you wake up, in my case, I go for a walk. Before you do that situation, you take a minute or two, close your eyes, and I can't even think of the mantra that he said, but it was a single word that he said to say before each situation and think about what you want to get out of that situation. So like
really
before each situation.
Now I gotta Google the word. Hold on.
I think it might have been patience or something like that. So like I go for my walk, I read my book, then I start work at 6 o'clock. So if I can like before I start work for the day, go take a minute or two. Yeah.
Release.
There you go. Keep saying it for that minute or two with your eyes closed and your breathing before you start the work and think of the intentions or what you want to get from the day and the feelings you want to get from that day. And it changes the whole aspect of every situation.
So AI says, Google AI,
yeah.
Brendan Burchard's go-to single word mantra for his daily meditation practice is release. He uses this word in his 20-minute release meditation technique, repeating it to help open his mind and focus on releasing thoughts and tension. That's good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because that's not something we haven't heard before. You know what I mean? Like, do you think that it has more to do with where we are in our lives right now and our mindset
100%.
Of hearing it? You know what I mean? Because we've heard that several times before. But it was not anything, I don't want to say it didn't stick, but like, I don't know that we were ready to receive it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? And now, because we've built this solid foundation underneath us, like, it's different hearing that kind of stuff now.
Yeah. I mean, it's no different.
For me.
Yeah, 100%. It's for me too. It's no different than people telling you or your parents growing up certain things, but you're not in a place to receive it from them. And you, but as you're older, you hear it from one person and it totally clicks because you're open to that idea at the moment.
Yeah. I think it comes with a level of maturity too. Like 75 hard, like that comes with a level of maturity. Like whether you want it to or not, if you complete the damn thing, like you could be a different person on after, you know what I mean? So I think it comes with that level of maturity, like where you stop playing the childish games and you start really, truly building yourself to be better. So yeah, no, I agree. 100%. That's good. That's a good one. I might try that. See how that works out.
See, and I still can't remember shit. I got that CRS syndrome. I read it. I remembered part of it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. During the next 75 hard, I'm going to make myself read Think and Grow Rich again. Like towards the end of it, it was like, just get through the pages. Like, because it's such a hard read. It was for me. Such a hard read. Yeah. Such a hard read. And I'm an avid reader. And that was such a hard read for me. So I definitely want to reread it. And I know people that have read it several times, and they say that every time they read it, they get something different out of it, which I'm sure that probably is a lot of books.
Yeah.
Especially self-development books.
It's like the AA big book. It was written back in the day, just like Think and Grow Rich was. And so it's hard to understand that. And you have to read it multiple times to understand.
But I even have the updated version of Think and Grow Rich. Like mine is, it's the original text, but then the text to apply it to today. Like it's rewritten to apply it to today. And it's still, I'm like, hold on, reread what you just read. Like,
right.
So, no, that'll be.
I don't know if mine's the original text or if it's a updated version or not.
Yeah. I was glad to be done with that one, though, honestly. Like, I was, it was so, at the end of it, it got to the point where I wasn't getting a whole lot out of it. I was just trying to finish it so I could start my next book. And what I was getting out of it was just more and more confusion. So I was like, okay, let's just get to the end of it so we can start another book.
But it was a long book too. And
yeah,
Brendan Michard's is a lot of pages too.
Yeah. Well, we'll just switch books. I'll give you Let Them and you can give me the Brendan Michard and we'll switch books. So,
and I'm only a quarter of the way through it. So yeah, you'll probably have to find another book in the meantime.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It definitely, like, I'm glad we're both deciding to keep the reading. Like, I think that is super beneficial for us. And like today, you learn that, you know what I mean? And I think reading can't do anything but good, whether it opens your eyes to a new something that you didn't know before or explains something, you know, in a different way so you can understand it a different way. So I'm here for the reading. That's like my favorite part of the day. I'm like, let's just sit down and read.
I don't know if it's my favorite part of the day. I would say the gym is my favorite part.
Yeah, that too. It's funny too, because in the beginning I was listening to like podcasts and stuff in the gym as I was working out. And now it's developed into like, yeah, I like the podcasts and stuff like that, but like I got shit I gotta throw around. So it's typically some sort of hip hop or something that gets me just amped and yeah.
It ebbs and flows for me. It's mostly metal, hardcore, or hip hop when I'm working in the gym. When I'm walking every morning, it's podcasts.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I can't do the scream metal. I can't do the heavy metal. It scares me.
It gets me fucking pumped. It gets me pumped.
See, it scares me. It scares me. I don't need to be that amped up. I don't need to be that pumped up. I need to dance is what I want to do. And metal, it scares me.
Well,
I thought about that too.
The other day, like for the last probably several months.
Yeah.
My app. Well, I kind of been limited to like how much I can bench press dumbbell wise with my shoulder or just do any shoulder stuff. And I've been taking peptides and it's like healed my shoulder. Like there's still a slight amount of pain, but I've gained the strength back in it. And the other day, my app says, okay, you got to do 60 pound dumbbells. Each arm bench pressing. And I had tried it before and I couldn't get it up because my shoulder was hurting so bad. But the other day I just boom, boom, like easy. And I was like, okay, next time I'm doing 70 because I know I can do the 60.
Dude, I'm all yes. 40s.
I mean, at my size, I should be doing more, but I had lost so much muscle mass because I was not working out.
Yeah.
You know, I was in a calorie deficit. I was working on cardio, like trying to lose weight.
It's so wild too. Like even that part of it, like how your focus changes through this process. Like in the beginning, I for sure was like, yep, I want the fat loss. Like I want to lose weight. And now, don't get me wrong, I've lost some weight. You know, I definitely have lost some fat. But I'm more interested now on how much muscle I can pack on. You know what I mean? Like it was weird when I realized I had made that switch. Because remember, in the beginning, I was on the scale like constantly. And you were telling me, stay off the scale, stay off the scale, stay off the scale. And now I'm more interested in, okay, what is this app? Me and this app are going to go at it today.
Right. Yeah. So. It's like, halfway through it, when I stepped on the scale and it had said I only lost like 3.2 pounds. And I was just like my focus more is that I don't care about how much I weigh. I want to put on the muscle because I know building muscle is the best fat burner there is.
Yes.
And yes. I'm still burning body fat, but I've stacked on a lot of muscle.
Yep.
And the only reason I want to get down or lose weight is so I can go skydiving.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, you got to be down to like 250.
Right. I just can't even imagine you that small.
I'm going to have to find some place and pay extra money to take.
That's literally my size. That's literally my size.
Yeah.
252. Yeah. Like, I cannot even imagine you that small.
I can't.
That's
either.
Wild.
Yeah.
No, I had to do, like, I had to really work through that, like, mentally, because I was, like, disappointed that I wasn't losing fat as fast as I wanted to. But I knew I was building muscle. Like I knew that I could see it, you know what I mean? But I had to get that, like I had to work through that mentally.
I mean, I truly believe like if you were to get one of those body comp scales or went to a gym that does the body comp measuring.
Yeah.
You would find out like if you would have done that in the beginning.
Yeah. I wish I would have.
You have burned more fat than you realize.
Yeah. Oh, I know for a fact.
Yeah.
There's things that I can do now physically, like with my body, that doing before was absolutely out of the question. Like just simple stuff that I should be able to do every day. And that was absolutely out of the question. And now I can drop down and do it no problem. You know what I mean? Dare I say I got my Megan Thee Stallion knees back and I'll drop it low in a fucking second. Like you better know that.
Like I tried to do it more on the red carpet. Yeah.
Yes. Listen, I can do that and pop right back up like it's nothing. You better ask my husband.
Yeah.
You know, like it's stuff like that where I'm like, okay, like. And those are the conversations that Ashley and I have offline without the boys. Like, because to me, that's more, I think from a woman's perspective, it's easier for us to kind of relate and, you know, that kind of stuff, like, and have that conversation. But there are definitely things where, like, I can reach the center of my back and I couldn't do that for a long time. And that's probably just stretching and the mobility stuff that we do. But like, you know, it started to scare me because I wasn't able to do those things anymore. And I'm like, dude, I'm 44 years old. I'll be 45 in July. And I can't do certain, like put my body in certain positions. I'm like, that's a fucking problem, you know? So I'm grateful to be able to do that. And just, there's nothing I can't physically do, you know, run hurts. I will say that. But I think that's more of a mental fear for me than anything because of my Achilles. Yeah, because of my Achilles. Yeah. So
I liked Terry's reel that she just recently posted about.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it?
1 in 4 people. Yeah. Of her doing push-ups.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. 1 in 4 people end up in assisted living or something like that. I'm not going to be that one.
Yep, not on my watch. Yeah. I mean, she looks so good.
She does. Both of my parents are in horrible shape, and my dad can't walk. It's pretty much bedridden, and I'm like, see, I don't want to be that way. Like, I talk to him, and I'm like, he's still in the rehab place.
Is he?
They won't let him get out. And
wow.
Now the conversation is moving to assisted living or a full-time aide that lives with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, you... He's like, well, they're not coming in and doing my physical therapy because all the funds have run out. And I'm like, Dad, you're sitting in bed all day. You have the bands there. You need to fucking take control of your own situation and sit there and work out while you're in bed.
Yeah.
With those rubber bands. You need to get your strength back up so you can walk and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
At this point, you're just giving up and you're blaming other people for your situation when it's your own fault.
Yeah.
And it's tough. That's rough. But it's like,
that's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even that part, you know, my dad's doing 2 to 3 miles every day and like that's sober. Awesome. And, you know, like, listen, if I don't get anything else out of this, that was worth it.
I mean, you inspired your old man. Let's be real. You know, he follows you.
That would be worth it for me. All if right. I get nothing else, even don't if it doesn't,
start, don't make I know. Me start crying.
Even if it doesn't last or whatever, like that's worth it for me. And especially with it being him, he's pushed me my entire life and
over here crying.
He's pushed me my whole life and like, you know, supported me in everything I've ever done. For him to jump on board and do what he can for him, like that's worth it. That's worth it every fucking day. I'll do it every day if that helps him.
That's what it's all about.
It just is. It's yeah. I don't know that it will ever set in, honestly. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know that I'll ever be able to be like, yeah, we fucking did that. Yeah, we did do that, but we still got shit to do. You know what I mean? It just, for me, I think it just raises the bar a little bit more every time. So I don't ever want to get complacent, you know? So
I mean, just look at it as like you found a program for you to start healing.
Yeah.
Then he made the decision to get sober. You continued to do the work.
On me, instead of harping at him.
Yeah. And it rubbed off on him and he's doing the deal now.
So wild. And I look at him and I'm like, you bastard. Like, you don't even look a day. My dad's what, 67, 68? And he doesn't even look like a day over 40. It's disgusting. Like, it's disgusting. Any women that have ever been around my dad or like I've had friends or whatever that meet my dad, they're, oh my God, your dad. Gross. Gross. First of all, gross. But he does. He looks incredible. He looks so good, you know, and he just,
I mean, it just goes to show that when we develop ourselves, you know, through personal growth, that we inspire other people to work on themselves.
Yeah.
Whether we see it or not.
And it's because we never even imagined, like I didn't, I never even thought about that. It literally was like, I just got to survive to the next day. I just got to make it to the next day. I just got to make it till June 15th. Like that's all it ever was. And then to finally start getting that feedback, I was like, what? You're doing what? Wow. Okay. Like, let's do it. You know? So. No, I'm super proud of us. I just am so excited about the foundation that it's laid for us and where we're going to go from here. You know, like there's nothing we can't accomplish. There's nothing, nothing. Like,
and who would have thought that we might be planning a big ass event too?
Yeah. Well, again, we'll find out if we ever get a fucking response to a fucking message. You know what I mean?
Regardless of what he responds to or not.
Okay. So I'm glad you said that, because that was going to be my next thing. Like, regardless of whether he's in or not, I think that we should do it. And I'm here for it. We'll have a conversation this weekend and see where that goes. But I think if it's you and I don't think there could be anything better. There's nothing that you and I have done together that hasn't been amazing. So
yeah,
I'm worried about that.
I meant we could plan an event and have somebody like Natalie come in.
Was going to say, I'll message Natalie.
Maybe the doctors.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be epic. Ha, no pun intended. I'm just kidding. No, I think it would be incredible. And I think it's long overdue. And I think it is, take the business side out of it. I'm not even worried about the business side. I think it is so needed right now because everybody is missing that. People that aren't even part of our, that were part of our community at one point, but have decided to jump off and do something else, have messaged me literally as recent as yesterday, talking about how much they missed it and how much they miss Ketones and the community and everything like that. I didn't even realize that June 3rd was the first, like, it popped up on my calendar that it was the first time I ever drank a ketone. And that was 4 years ago. And I just was like, wow, I had no, like, it didn't even dawn on me. So, and to see where I was 4 years ago versus today, you can't tell me shit. I'm just saying, like, nobody can tell me shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can't tell me shit. Like, so, no, I'm here for it. Like, I think it is super needed, and I think it is, it will make people stand up or shut up. And I mean that with my whole, and I say that with my whole chest. Either stand up and do it or get the fuck out of the way. You know? And that's very blunt and brash, but that's where we are. So, but yeah. Dude, I'm super proud of us. I walk with a little extra pep in my step and, you know.
Pep in the pew.
Yeah, damn right. Damn right. So, no, I'm super excited about where it's going to go after this. And I think we, you know, continue. Oh, I did notice this. You know, the, like how we have the 75 Hard app. Well, now there's another one for the power list. And I think that's what Frank is doing. It's just a power list app. But here's the kicker. I looked at it today and it's the 5 extra tasks that you have to do or whatever. But they literally change every single day. The tasks change every single day. I was like,
did you download it?
No, I just went and did the preview of it. Yeah, I was like, rest in peace, Frank. So,
I mean, could you imagine doing this for a year straight?
If I wasn't on this diet, yeah. The physical and the water and all of that, like, that's just who we are now. That's just who we are now. For me, the struggle is the diet. Like, I'm telling you, my body, I dream about salad. Like, I would do some shady shit for, well, we already talked about that.
Pickles.
Yeah, I would do some shady shit for a pickle right now. Like, you know, and it's just the diet. That's the only thing I really truly struggle with. Everything else is, I think, just who we are now, at least for me, you know, but it's the diet.
I'm cool with the diet. Yeah, I'd like to eat other things, but, you know, this is an easy way for me not to have an excuse to fuck up and eat something I should.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. For me, I really think I need the carbs. I really think. And because I'm so sick and tired of meat, like I'm literally living on beef jerky. Like my body is like, bitch, if you don't start eating, like we're going to start. Listen, I'm all for it eating itself. Don't get me wrong. Like, but I think well, I'm holding on to.
It'll consume your muscle before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, yeah. I agree.
I'm like burning up over here, so let's just end this shit. Yeah.
The lights are making me sweat.
Yeah. They are.
All right, friend. Well, it's been real. I gotta go finish my shit, so.
Yep.
Mm. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, peace out.
Adios.
Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.